and welcome to another episode of The Good Night Show. It is Wednesday, May 13th, around 12 a.m. Rochelle, Illinois time. And I would like to thank you so much because I am glad that you are here. Let's welcome to the show our producer, Noah Eberhardt. Noah, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan.
I hope that you are having a good night, my man.
I'm having a great night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that. I love when you up it a little bit. You nudge it up.
I'm having the best night. Having the best night of all time.
Okay. Well, we don't need... You don't have to go Michael Keaton. You don't have to go full Keaton on me. I don't want to get nuts. Even though I feel like you're saying, let's get nuts. But I don't want to get nuts. It's been a good week so far for me. I hope it's been a good week for you as we hit Wednesday here. Do you have you taken up anything new? Like, was there any? I know we have new Noah. For anyone who doesn't know, you can jump on the Pen Pals bandwagon at any point and join Rory Scovel and I over there. You'll learn all about new Noah. But does new Noah have any new things in their life that they've started? And there's no pressure.
No, not really. I mean, maybe going on more walks and making more cocktails. That's about it.
Just try. Since last night's debacle of your Campari, was it Campari peanut butter whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
This was coconut last night, cream. Wasn't it? I don't know. Yeah, coconut cream. Have you tried anything since then? Anything new? Or do you have any ideas for something you want to try next?
I want to order, I think, some nicer vermouth, because I think when you
look out,
you get the kind of like regular vermouth and you can make some good stuff, but if you up your vermouth game, it like adds a lot of complexity to like a martini or a Manhattan or something like that. You know, it just kind of ups it a little bit. So I think that's the
next
thing.
Would you like to someday have a bar in your home?
Oh, in my home. I was like, I don't know if I want to manage a bar. That sounds like a lot.
I don't either, but I'd love to own one.
Right.
I want to open a bar in my hometown in Rochelle and call it the Tattler.
Ooh, yeah. I love that.
The Tattler is what they called, or they still call, the yearbook in my hometown.
Oh,
it's called the Tattler.
Do you know the history?
No, but you feel free to look it up if you want. I know it has nothing to do with today's theme, or you could save it for a future one, or maybe for the weekend edition, we could tell everybody what what a Tattler is. It's called the Tattler. And it's just a thing that I've only ever heard of from Rochelle, that the yearbook was called the Tattler. I'm sure somebody in the Goodnight gang will let me know about having a Tattler when they grew up. And I thought, what a cool name for a bar, the Tattler. And then I would kind of have it with like Rochelle history and memorabilia and maybe like old sporting team photos from the high school, from RTHS, Rochelle Township, if you're nasty.
Old photos of the bell.
The bell, baby. Yeah. The Victory Bell, which still exists.
Victory Bell.
Sad story about the Victory Bell. But in your home, you would like to have a bar someday?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice.
To me, there's only two places that a bar belongs in a house. By the pool or in the basement. And I'm talking like wood paneling, red lights. Like, you can have a tiki theme in either one if you want, but just like a full on. I would love to have a bar.
I think Starburns was the first place that office I worked in that had a bar.
Yeah, they do a full bar in there.
Yeah, it's
almost like a saloonish kind of corner bar. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Feels very saloonish.
Yeah, that's I love it. I love it though. That's a dream. Let's have our dreams. Put them on our vision board. We should have a shared vision board. Hey, do you have anything you want to, this is a horrible segue, share with us? Because you can. All you have to do to contact the Goodnight Show is call 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. You can also email me at thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. And the reason I give you that info is so that you use it. Send us a half-page ad. We had somebody who just recently sent us one. I bet I start working it in the next week or two. It seemed like a good thing, and I want to promote them. It might run for the whole week, might run for one show. Either way, we'll put you on blast in the best way possible. But also, especially like tonight, you know, we rotate here on Wednesdays, and it is the 13th of May. Makes it a Wednesday this year. And This is the Back Page Edition, where you can send us in your sex and relationship advice questions about anything going on in your life. It could be a breakup. It could be a break-in to your heart. It could be some sort of sex question, which is what we have today. Anything you want, I will keep it completely private. No one will ever know your information. I won't know anything other than what you've written in the body of the email or the text or left in the voicemail. And I will answer you as a real friend who really cares, but is definitely not a professional. And we've got a really fun one today. So let's jump right into it. Here we go. Dear Dan, my boyfriend and I had another seven-way the other night. Three guys with four girls. Okay, we are one sentence.
Seven.
Seven. We are one sentence in to this ad. Or ad. What a, it's an ad for a good time is what it is. A seven, and first of all, we didn't have a seven way, and this is no shade. There is no even judgment. Kudos to you for finding not only a partner who's down to clown, but a whole gaggle of clowns who are down to clown with you. And I say clowns with love and endearment. It says another seven way, like, yeah. You know.
Well, okay, as hold on. Is a seven way? Does that count as an orgy?
Yes.
Okay. What's the cutoff, do you think?
For an orgy?
Yes. It like is a five way.
Doesn't five feel like it? Because otherwise you're just two couples.
Right.
Well, maybe it's this. A four could be two couples, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then it gets weird because if it's one guy and three, or one girl and three guys, then when do you get into gangbang territory?
Is three dudes a gang? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Let's ask racial profiling laws of New York City in the late 80s. I have no idea. So, yeah. But here, this is what I have to say. Orgies are group sex, but is all group sex an orgy? For example,
right?
Some people might say until you get to maybe seven is the number. It's not seven is an orgy.
Yeah.
Because you've definitely gotten out of the realm of possibly like three couples, which maybe like you have sex, you have menage a trois, then four, five, and six people is kind of like group sex, and then seven and up is an orgy. How's that feel?
I think so. But do you think it also depends on the size of the room?
No. What do you mean?
No, just like if it's a really big room, you might all be doing your own thing.
Well, no, okay, that's okay. That's you know. How a distinguisher.
Right.
Orgy, I think, is like a jello mold. Everybody right. has to be in the same space. You don't know whose right. foot is whose and what you're being touched by, but it feels good, right? You're right. not, look, you're not worried about... You don't come into this with any sort of like same-sex hangups. That to me is an orgy.
Right.
So maybe if you're pairing off, it's group sex.
Right.
Pairing off is group sex. Free-for-all flesh is an orgy. You need a minimum of four to six people for group sex. But if you have five people rolling around in the same space, did you have an orgy? Maybe it just comes down to how you do it.
Maybe the real orgy is in your head. Maybe it's a in mindset your heart. Thing. Yeah.
All right. Let me go through this. We got one sentence in. We're almost time for a break. Let's do it. Let's take a break.
Yeah. I think we need to take a break.
And then we'll come back and get to the rest of this letter. I love... God, if you've got something in your mind that is sex and relationship advice needed, send it in because this is good. This is good late night radio for all of us. And maybe it is hard to go to sleep. You're listening to this right now being like, I'm supposed to go to sleep right now. I'm thinking I'm trying to figure out what a seven-way falls into. Save it for tomorrow. Or maybe this puts you in the mood. Wake up that person next to you. Be like, hey, you want to call four other people over here? Figure out if we're having group sex or an orgy. If they're down, get that consent. If they want to do it and it's enthusiastic, who knows where you'll go. All right, we'll dig into this. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. I want to tell you about High Noon Hard Seltzer made with real vodka and real juice, because there's a lot of fake out there, but things just got real. High Noon Sun Sips are the easy drinking, great tasting, sun toasting, blue sky celebrating, memory making awesomeness in a can. Hard seltzers can be made from just about any mixture of soda water and alcohol. Some brands use malt liquors and sugar to flavor their drinks, but High Noon uses real vodka and real fruit juice for 100 calories of easy drinking, take anywhere deliciousness. High Noon Sun Sips are offered in four refreshing flavors: grapefruit, pineapple, black cherry, and watermelon, and the juice in each High Noon Sun Sip is real. They use a mix of juices to make each flavor, but everything comes from real fruit. High Noon Sun Sips come in packs of four and a variety 12 pack, and on their website you can search for places near you to buy High Noon with their Where to Buy page. You can also check out your favorite grocery store, liquor store, or stay safe and practice distance socializing by checking with your preferred alcohol delivery service. High Noon is currently available in 32 states, but if they're not available where you are, contact them and see how they can help. So check out highnoonspirits.com and enjoy responsibly. High Noon Hard Seltzer, things just got real. Hey, are you looking for a way to let everyone know you're serious about social distancing, staying safe, and being smart, but you want to look good at the same time? Check out Real Day Design. They have a variety of shirt styles that look and feel great while also sending the message that you care about your health and the health of people around you. Choose from a short sleeve or long sleeve tee, crew neck sweatshirt, or even a football jersey style t-shirt. Any option is perfect for looking good and feeling comfortable in your own home or on a walk. But letting people know you are part of the social distancing club doesn't just have to be worn. You can show everyone in your Zoom meeting where your priorities lie with a social distancing club coffee mug. So quarantine, but make it fashion by visiting Real Day Design online at bonfire.com/store/real-day-design-co. Again, that's Real Day Design online at bonfire.com/store/real-day-design-co. Okay, we are back. Here we go. Let's get past the first sentence, Noah. We can do this. And we're not, I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying that is loaded. Like, if I went on stage, yeah. I was like, so I was having another seven-way. Like, people would be like, hold on, stop. Here we go. My boyfriend and I had another seven-way the other night. Three guys with four girls. That sounds fun. He starts to have performance anxiety in large groups. We've had threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. Oh, there's a whole other word we didn't even get into. We've had threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes in the past, and it's fine when our friends and playmates are coupled up. But if some of the group needs to catch their breath, hydrate, or have finished and want to lay back and be voyeurs, he starts to have performance anxiety when he could still keep going if it weren't for this predicament. I love our sexual adventures and want to help him get over this. He's well endowed, kudos, and does not have ED unless we are super drunk. So it's not a matter of insecurity. Well, also ED isn't necessarily a matter of insecurity either. And having a small penis doesn't make you insecure either. Trust me. But he just struggles with an audience, even with friends that we have been playing with for years. I know that the way around this is to just all play all on our own and not in the same space, but I love to play in a big group where we can all hear and watch each other having fun. Do you have any input for an encouraging girlfriend? Best regards. All right, BR. B. Arthur, that's what I'm going to call you. That'd be great if this was B. Arthur. Like, she sent this, she was like, hey, long after I'm gone, if there's a podcast that fits the bill, please send this in. And they were like, we'll do that for you, B. Okay, so she's basically saying, how do you encourage someone? I mean, I can read it right here. How do I encourage them when they're still with this predicament? Well, I love our social adventures, but I want to help him get over this.
I have a question right off the bat because it doesn't really say. How does he feel about it? Does he want to get over this, or is he having trouble because he doesn't want to do that?
He could just say to her, voyeur just isn't my thing. Right. I'm well endowed.
Kudos.
I love our sexual adventures, but I don't enjoy having just an objective viewer. I like a new college professor, I don't want to be adjudicated. Please don't. So if that's his thing, work that into it. Work that in and be like, hey guys, we're here to have a great time. Just so you know, I know people love to voyeur. There's nothing wrong with any of that. Just understand it. If you do voyeur, that can sometimes bother me. And so I might just step out. Like that'll just take me out of it. But you do you, because there's other people doing stuff and they might really enjoy you watching. So I'm not asking you to stop you know, your enjoyment of our just another seven way. We've all been there. But just understand for me, that just might be a, you know, this just might be like a no-go where I'm like, hey, I'll just take a break. And then if we all kind of join back in, look for me to probably join back in too. Because it could just be that. Now, let's look at the other side of it. What if he is saying, babe, I don't know what my deal is. Like, as soon as I think I'm being watched, this is going to sound crazy, right? But this could be tied to so many people don't like just someone watching them do their work. They just don't like it. Like, it's like, if you're going to watch me cut out these Valentines, I'm going to mess up, or I'm going to think I'm going to mess up. And so if you're going to watch me make these cookies for our seven way later on, I'm going to screw them up. It just gives me anxiety. And so
yeah, I'm definitely that way. I don't like people looking over my shoulder while I'm working or just like around.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know, see it a lot of times where people are like, if you're watching somebody type something up that you're working on together, you hear people be like, I swear to God, I know how to spell. But it's just even that thing of like someone watching them type it up, it slows them down. Right. It makes them mess up in ways they wouldn't have messed up, or they mess up one thing that they would have easily corrected, but then in their haste to fix it, they mess up another thing. And so it happens a lot. And so maybe for him, it's just that of he's like, oh, I was fucking somebody and we were all fucking each other and everybody was in their own headspace. But now that, you know, that Colin is just sitting over there. I don't know. Colin feels like a seven way guy to me, but like Colin is just watching me. It doesn't, that takes me out of it. And that's probably what it is. You know, speaking for my own self, which is all I can do and try to do as much as I can. That's how it works. If I am engaged in any sexual activity with somebody and something puts me in my head that takes me out of it, guess what? I'm out of it. Yeah. So that can just happen. Now, there are times where you can drift off to think about something else and the other person has no clue that you kind of went away for a second. But I would say that drifting off and maybe insecurity or anxiety or feeling that you're being judged is not the same thing as all of a sudden realizing, oh, later on after we get done with sex, I need to go to the grocery store. That isn't the same thing. It might have the same result for some people, but it's not the same thing. So I feel like this comes up a lot when we do the back page edition of the Goodnight Show. For me, it just is that age-old solution of communication. So just say to your boyfriend, hey, because maybe he's expressed it to you, be like, babe, yeah, I just lost it. And maybe he hasn't put his finger on it yet. So open up that dialogue. I'll be like, well, what is it? Like when someone stops having sex, does that bother you? And he's like, no. Be like, yeah, but when you see Colin like sit down on that leather couch, because it feels like it has to be, sit down on that
sticky.
Sit down on that leather couch and start watching. How quickly do you notice that? And if he's like, right away. Be like, yeah, so it's in your head, babe. And that's okay. You know, just tell everybody, be like, hey, like I said at the top, do your thing. Just understand that might have a reaction for me. I'm still having a great time. I'm just no longer into it. And that's it. And you might have a deal where some people might be like, hey guys, how about tonight? We do no voyeurs. So if you're out, just go into another room. If you're in, just stay in. If you want to stay in and chill and just, you know, touch. Maybe that's like a half measure, you know, where the person is still kind of watching, but they're also a part of the energy and the momentum. So I would just have that conversation. First, dig out where that is coming from, see where that person, how that person feels about it, and then address it normally. And like I said, at the top of this, kudos. If two people are doing anything that they are both enthusiastically consenting to and are turned on by, and they find like-minded people who want to do the same thing. Nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's being betrayed. Everybody's having fun. Just keep doing it, you know? Just good for you. And just keep having another seven-way. Three guys, four girls. I know people, I have friends in the sex industry, so they've had every type of sexual act, but I don't know anybody who's like a civilian that's rolling around, or at least that, to my knowledge, that's doing seven ways. But I kind of wish
haven't gone to Burning Man yet, so I think we'll
doesn't even count. That's not normal life. That's international. That's international life water. That's right. Not, you know, it's that's
totally. Ooh, I want an international life water t-shirt. That's a good
one. Oh, we can make that happen.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, that'll do it. Let us know what happens out there, B. Arthur, because I'm really curious how it came about, how you guys talked about it, and how your sex life is going, because you might be two of the most interesting people that I know. Tonight's episode of The Good Night Show, the Back Page Edition, was produced by Noah Eberhardt. It was engineered and mixed by Brendan Lynch Solomon, with production assistance from Ben Zeiper and Lissa Rubin. If you really liked this episode, guess what? People who are a member of our Patreon, they get the Back Page Edition 3 times a month. So if you dig this, join us over there. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard, and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. You can check out more of his artwork at cmdugan.com. As I said, if you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content just like you just heard every single week, or at least 3 times a month, over at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. You can sign up for the Good Night Show Weekend Edition, as well as those exclusive weekly episodes of some of our favorite topics, like the Back Page Edition, but also the Good Night Show Mysteries. Plus, you get a super cut of this entire week's worth of shows, as well as access to the entire back catalog of the Hindsight Podcast. There are 3 Patreon tiers available, and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. Yeah, everything we offer for less than $10 a month. The Good Night Show is not part of any network, so the proceeds from the Patreon go directly to the costs and the people that keep this show on the air. Your support really does matter, and it is greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.